Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 7 to 10 minute educational look into the world of all things cyber. I am your host, retired FBI supervisory special agent and former high school teacher, Darren Mott. And in this episode, we are going to talk about cyber warfare, why it's important to you and things you should be on the lookout for. So I'll be honest, this particular episode of the podcast is going to reiterate a couple things I've said before in previous podcasts. Last week, I talked about hybrid warfare a little bit. And this week, I want to talk specifically about cyber warfare in general, simply because we're going to start seeing we've already started to see an increase in cyber warfare because of the Russian-Ukrainian conflict in areas of the United States. There's a huge cyber war campaign going on between those two countries in addition to the regular guns and missiles war. But we are starting to see some bleed over from that here in the United States, and something to expect. And quite honestly, cyber warfare has been going on for a long time already. The problem is no one has ever declared it a war. So let's, again, look at the definition of cyber warfare. If you go back in the early parts of the podcast, you will see a cyber warfare specific episode that just kind of talks about the threat in general. We're going to talk about what it means today, being the last parts of February 2022. But cyber warfare, according, and this is a cdnet.com definition, but it's a pretty good one. It makes a lot of sense. It says cyber warfare refers to the use of digital attacks like computer viruses and hacking by one country to disrupt the vital computer systems of another with the aim of creating damage, death, and destruction. So here is where cyber warfare differs a little bit from all of the other cyber threats. Most of the other cyber threats, cyber crime, cyber hacktivism, cyber espionage, cyber insiders, those have a tendency to be focused on financial or economic or geopolitical gains. No one's going to die because of a result of those particular activities in general. Cyber terrorism, a little differently, is closer to cyber warfare, in that cyber terrorists would be looking, or terrorists who are using cyber tradecraft to do bad things, would be looking obviously to kill those they are looking to influence. So cyber warfare obviously is the use of cyber tradecraft, whatever that looks like. Now, the definition I just read talked about virus and hacking, but it could be a variety of different things. Anything that's using what we call cyber network operations, that could be cyber network exploitation, cyber network attacks. There's a whole host of different acronyms and different ways you can define that. But essentially, they are looking to disrupt vital computer systems, meaning those computer systems that are focused on critical national infrastructure. So what is that exactly? This is going to be your energy sector, your financial sector, your communication sector, your government sector, your military sector. These are all areas where networks within those sectors are looking to be targeted to cause maximum damage. And it could be to disrupt the ability for a country to communicate, to use its financial system. Obviously, what we're seeing with Russia attacking the Ukraine, in addition to the guns and bullets, is you are seeing attacking of their government networks, their financial networks, and things like that, their communications networks. Now, the difference we see a little bit now that we would have seen in the past, like in 2014 and 2008, when Russia did the same thing in the country of Georgia and the country of Ukraine at the time, is there's a lot of redundancy now within in infrastructure for the internet. And so there's ways to get around existing infrastructure to keep that infrastructure going. You're still seeing video and stuff coming out of the Ukraine. So clearly, while I've seen reports that Russia has been able to take down the internet in the Ukraine, the Ukrainians are still finding ways to get information out. I don't know what that is or how they're doing it. I did see an article today that Elon Musk is using one of his satellites to help them. So they may be doing satellite internet. I don't have the details on that. But the point being is that, you know, you are starting to see obviously that kind of activity between those two adversaries. You know, is it the country of Russia doing it? Absolutely. Is it hackers associated with the national, you know, the FSB, the GRU, all the government entities in Russia? Sure, you're going to have some of that nationalistic activity. But what you're also going to see is that occurring in other places in the world. I got a an email recently from my financial advisor, who sent some information out from his IT guy, who said that they have seen an increase in Russian cyber attacks of 843% increase in those attacks. So in relation to this, there was an article I saw on LinkedIn that I responded to where a company called InfoSec Tattle. I don't know exactly what that is, but they posted, I'm trying to understand, I'm quoting from this now, I'm trying to understand why would there be spillover or retaliation on the United States if Russia is the one that attacked the Ukraine? And they actually tagged me in this. So I assume they wanted me to give them an answer. So I gave them an answer. My answer was simply this. I think it wouldn't necessarily be retaliatory. In other words, Russia is not going to retaliate against us, or they may. Actually, I take that back. Based on some of the sanctions that we've now done, they certainly will retaliate. But before the sanctions hit, you already saw an increase in cyber attacks because Russia is using the distraction of the conflict in the Ukraine to continue their already regular intrusion activity on U.S. assets while others are distracted. Last week, the FBI and Department of Homeland Security came out with an advisory noting that Russian attacks on clear defense contractors were increasing. So in addition, though, to Russia, this is not just a Russian issue. This is a China issue. China is going to exploit this distraction to advance their network operations, their network attacks, their network exploitations onto networks they want access to. Now, they're not looking to necessarily create cyber war, but you could argue that it is what they're doing is cyber war because they're looking to steal proprietary information from private businesses in the United States and other countries. It's not just happening here in the U.S., but it's certainly, we are going to focus on that here, but this is happening worldwide. Iran will probably do some of the same stuff in North Korea, certainly with their criminal hacking activity and some of their more espionage-related activity. We'll see an increase in their ability and capability to try to do that as well. So, what do you need to take away from this? Well, you need to understand that you are probably a little, the cyber risk in general to you and your business is probably increased now, especially depending on where it is you work in. So everybody needs to understand that they're just like gas prices are going up and are going to go up because of this conflict. Cyber attacks are going to increase because of this conflict, both from Russia and other countries that I've indicated. So a couple things to note from this, which is always important information and something that should be reiterated probably more often than I necessarily do, is make sure you have strong passwords. You know, 13 characters or more is what you should be striving for from passwords. Now, if you want to know how do you keep track of all your passwords, go back and listen to the podcast I did on passwords. It'll give you more information on that. I'm not going to reiterate all of that here. But also use multi-factor authentication. Whether you're getting that secondary authentication from a text message, from an email, from an app would be your preferred way to do that on your phone. However you're doing that, turn on multi-factor authentication wherever you can. If you're not sure what multi-factor authentication is, go back and look. There's a podcast that will talk about multi-factor authentication. So you should do that as well. Don't share your information. Be suspicious of sudden emails you get that you're not expecting that ask you to go to websites, ask you to click on links, stuff like that. Criminal cyber actors are going to utilize this conflict as well to expand on their criminal capabilities and their criminal activities. So while we're talking cyber warfare here, all of these proactive tips are important to take simply from a generalized protect your information type of thing. And so, you know, so you have password protection, multi-factor authentication, so on and so forth, things like that. The other things, obviously, that you should do are review your bank and credit card statements for fraudulent activity. If you don't do that regularly, stuff may get through that it takes you a while to look at. So you should certainly look at that. And probably the most important one, watch out for your elderly loved ones that may not understand technology and that there are those out there that will do anything to take advantage of them. So make sure that if you have an older parent, that you are helping them to monitor their accounts, making sure they're aware of some of the threats and risks. I have a whole episode on protecting the elderly. I obviously strongly suggest you look at that as well. Plus, for more information and other bits of education regarding all these crazy things in cyber, take a look at my other podcast, the Cyber Guy Podcast. You can find that in this podcast on all of your favorite download podcast locations, be it Apple, be it Spotify, be it Stitcher, what have you. If you like what you hear, feel free to stop, give a quick review, or, you know, pick 4 or 5 stars if you're so inclined. If you have questions about this podcast or any other podcast that I do, feel free to email me, Darren@cybersmart.com, cyber spelled C-Y-B-U-R. Know that knowledge is protection. Understand the threats targeting you. Assess your risk. Proceed wisely online. Thanks so much for listening. Tell a friend. We will talk to you soon.